KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. An unusual community center in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood will have to shut its doors next week. In this feature report, KQED's Rachel Dornhelm pays a visit to Charcoal Park.
Shirley Everett Dicko stands amidst a sea of African folk art and antique housewares.
I wanted to portray the African American story through visual pieces that could reach the youth.
2 years ago, Everett Dicko signed a lease to move the original branch of her family's popular Everett and Jones barbecue here. Financing fell through, but she brought hundreds of pieces she'd collected over 30 years. Bathroom signs that hung during segregation, a huge wall of Obama collectibles, and historic news items.
The Martin Luther King magazines, people bring me these things and just say, we like what you're doing. Could you display it?
And she does. For community members who come to hang out and the kids who come on field trips or for movie night. She also has a teaching garden and trees in the back of her space, which fronts Fruitvale Avenue.
I tell them, well, there's still fruit on Fruitvale. It used to be orchards. So.
But she hasn't been able to make the space a moneymaker. Her landlord's been patient, she says, but now she has to pack and store everything by next week, barring a miracle. She says she'll be sad to leave her dream of creating a space where people can touch and talk about history.
And I think I hit it every time I see the smile on people's face, because it's like, you're welcome. We're family.
I'm Rachel Dornhelm, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Oakland International Airport, with new flights to Hawaii and Mexico City. OaklandAirport.com.